Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Learning to Generate Instruction Tuning Datasets for Zero-Shot Task Adaptation. Authored 2024 by Nihal V. Nayak, Yiyang Nan, Avi Trost, Stephen H. Bach. Abstract. We introduce Benito, an open-source model for conditional task generation, the task of converting unannotated text into task-specific training datasets for instruction tuning. Our goal is to enable zero-shot task adaptation of large language models on user-specialized, private data. We train Benito on a new large-scale dataset with 1.65 million examples created by remixing existing instruction tuning datasets into meta-templates. The meta-templates for a dataset produce training examples where the input is the unannotated text in the task attribute and the output consists of the instruction and the response. We use Benito to generate synthetic tasks for 7 datasets from specialized domains across 3 task types: yes-no question answering, extractive question answering, and natural language inference, and adapt language models. We show that Benito significantly improves the average performance of pre-trained and instruction-tuned models over the de facto self-supervised baseline. For example, adapting Mistral Instruct V2 and instruction-tuned variants of Mistral and Llama 2 with Benito improves the strong zero-shot performance by 22.1 F1 points, whereas the next word prediction objective undoes some of the benefits of instruction tuning and reduces the average performance by 0.8 F1 points. We conduct additional experiments with Benito to understand the effects of the domain, the size of the training set, and the choice of alternative synthetic task generators. Overall, we show that learning with synthetic instruction tuning datasets is an effective way to adapt language models to new domains. The model, dataset, and code are available at https://github.com/batchresearch/benito. 1. Introduction. Large language models show remarkable zero-shot capabilities by simply learning to predict the next token at scale. Brown et al. 2020. Tuvron et al. 2023. By fine-tuning these models on instruction-tuning datasets containing many tasks, each comprising an input instruction and a desired response, the model generally improves in its ability to respond to unseen instructions. However, this generalization is still limited by the qualities of the instruction-tuning dataset. Existing datasets like the public pool of prompts, P3, Bach et al. 2022, Natural Instructions, Mishra et al. 2022, Wang et al. 2022, and DALL-E V2, Conover et al. 2023, are focused on text from the web, classic natural language datasets, and other tasks that generally do not require specialized domain knowledge, such as biomedical and legal domains. We study how to adapt language models to follow instructions in specialized domains without annotated data. The ability to follow task-specific instructions in specialized domains is important for bringing the benefits of large language models to a wider range of users. Recent evaluations, including evaluations of proprietary models, show that they often significantly underperform specialized models, Coco and et al. 2023, Shen et al. 2023, Zeems et al. 2023, particularly in domains requiring subject matter expertise. This motivates us to investigate effective ways to provide domain knowledge to large language models. Self-supervision in the form of next word prediction on the target corpus is a simple way to teach language models about new domains, Gurrangan et al. 2020. However, this approach requires an enormous amount of training to achieve strong performance, Chen et al. 2023. Further, in our work, we find that self-supervision can undo the benefits of instruction tuning, see section 5.3. Alternatively, continued instruction tuning of models has been shown to improve performance on datasets in specialized domains, Shalom et al. 2022, Shi and Lapani, 2023, Yunxiang et al. 2023, Deng et al. 2023, Singal et al. 2023a, Wu et al. 2024. However, these works repeat the time-consuming and labor-intensive process of annotating a domain-specific dataset. In this work, we aim to automate the creation of instruction-tuning datasets for specialized domains. We create Benito, an open-source model to convert unannotated text from specialized domains into task-specific training datasets for instruction tuning, Figure 1. We call this problem conditional task generation. Our key idea is that we can make a new training dataset using existing datasets for instruction tuning. Datasets like P3, Bach et al. 2022, and the Flan Collection, Longper et al., 2023, exist as templates that convert semi-structured examples of natural language tasks into a fully prompted format, in which both the input and the desired response are text strings. We start by selecting a subset of the templates in P3 that create tasks from contexts, which are pieces of text that are required for responding to the instruction. For example, a context could be a paragraph that contains a fact or that contains the answer to a question. We also annotate these templates with task attributes, i.e., the type of task they produce. We then use these templates to create meta-templates for training a new language model, see Figure 2. Each meta-template produces training examples in which the input is context and a task attribute, and the output is an entire task, the instruction, including the context, and the desired response. In this way, we can easily create abundant, diverse examples of conditional task generation. We can then train language models on the synthetic datasets to adapt them to the desired task in the target domain. Benito significantly improves over self-supervision on zero-shot task adaptation of pre-trained and instruction-tuned models. We use Benito to generate instruction tuning data for 7 datasets across 3 task types: yes-no question answering, PubMed QA and privacy policy QA, extractive question answering, S-Quad Shifts NYT, Amazon, and Reddit, and natural language inference, contract Enli and vitamin C, and adapt language models. Our results show that Benito improved Mistral 7B by 34.7 F1 points and Llama 2.7B by 31.6 F1 points over the self-supervised baseline, next word prediction objective. We also consider a more practical setting where we further train Mistral 7B instruct VO.2 and instruction tuned variants of Mistral 7B and Llama 2.7B trained on the T0 split of the P3 dataset. Our results show that Benito outperforms the strong zero-shot baseline performance by an average of 22.1 F1 points across all the models. On the other hand, we find that self-supervision undoes some of the benefits of instruction tuning, i.e., it leads to catastrophic forgetting, resulting in a drop in performance by an average of 0.8 F1 points across all models. Our analysis of Benito shows that even task-specialized models can be further improved by simply learning on Benito-generated tasks, see Section 6.1. We also find that training with more synthetic instructions on datasets like PubMed QA and vitamin C improves model performance the most compared to other datasets, see Section 6.2. Finally, we perform additional experiments by prompting off-the-shelf open-source models like Zephyr 7B Beta and Mistral 7B Instruct VO.2 and GPT-4 to generate tasks and find they can often improve the pre-trained models but still struggle to further increase model performance when they are instruction-tuned, see Section 7. In summary, our main contributions are: we introduce Benito, an open-source model for conditional task generation model to convert the user's unannotated text into task-specific instruction tuning datasets. Our experiments on zero-shot task adaptation on 7 datasets across 3 task types show that Benito improves over the self-supervised baseline by an average of 33.1 F1 points on the pre-trained models and 22.9 F1 points on the instruction-tuned models. We analyze the effect of the domain, training size, and the choice of alternative task generators, highlighting the benefits and limitations of Benito. 2. Zero-shot task adaptation. We describe the problem of zero-shot task adaptation. We are given a language model, either pre-trained via self-supervision or further fine-tuned on a training mixture like P3, Bach et al., 2022, along with a corpus of unannotated text from the target domain. We also know the target task type, e.g., extractive question answering, natural language inference, etc. If the target task type has a fixed set of labels, we assume access to them. Our goal is to adapt the language model to follow task instructions in the target domain without human annotations, i.e., achieve zero-shot task adaptation. 3. Related work. Instruction tuning. Multitask instruction tuning with language models dramatically improves their ability to follow instructions and generalize to new unseen tasks, San et al., 2022, Wei et al., 2022, Mishra et al., 2022, Longper et al., 2023, Chung et al., 2022, Zhou et al., 2023, Li et al., 2023. Typically, pre-trained models are trained on large-scale training mixtures such as P3, Bach et al., 2022, and the Flan Collection, Longper et al., 2023, to follow instructions. In this work, we use P3 to create meta-templates and train Benito to generate NLP tasks in specialized domains. Domain adaptation. Several works have adapted large language models to tasks in specialized domains: Gur Rongan et al., 2020, Yunxiang et al., 2023, Kui et al., 2023. Wu et al., 2023. Several works, Ji Yu et al., 2021, Chen et al., 2023, show that self-supervision or continuing the pre-training objective of the pre-trained language model on the target domain corpus improves downstream performance. In this work, we find that self-supervision improves the performance of pre-trained models but hurts the performance of instruction-tuned models, Section 5. Recent work has adapted language models by training on large-scale in-domain datasets, Parmar et al., 2022, Gupta et al., 2022, Singhal et al., 2023b, Deng et al., 2023, or with a few examples from domain-specific tasks, Singhal et al., 2023a. In practice, annotating training datasets for new domains is labor-intensive and expensive. We focus on generating training data for tasks and adapting language models to specialized domains without annotations. Zero-shot task adaptation is closely related to unsupervised domain adaptation, Gannon and Lempitsky, 2015. In unsupervised domain adaptation, a trained model is used to generate pseudo-labels for the target and labeled data and then trained on these labels. In our work, naive pseudo-labeling is not applicable as we consider tasks like question answering and natural language inference tasks where a question or a hypothesis is required before predicting the label. Further, popular techniques used in unsupervised domain adaptation such as choosing top K confident classes, Huang et al., 2022, Mengini et al., 2023, cannot be easily adapted to NLP tasks where there may not be an explicit notion of classes. There is a growing interest in using retrieval augmented generation, RAG, for open domain question answering, Lewis et al., 2020, Karpukhin et al., 2020, Siriwardhana et al., 2023. In a RAG pipeline, given a question, the most relevant documents are retrieved before accurately producing an answer with a language model. Our work complements the RAG pipeline as we assume access to the gold documents or paragraphs from specialized domains and improve the language model's ability to answer the questions. Task generation is a fast-growing area of research to adapt large language models to follow instructions, Wang et al., 2023. Tauri et al., 2023, Honovich et al., 2023, Coxell et al., 2023. These models condition either GPT or itself on a set of seed task demonstrations and generate new tasks, Wang et al., 2023, Honovich et al., 2023. However, task generation conditioned on the user's unannotated text has mostly been ignored by these works. Additionally, generating with API-based models is expensive and not usable for proprietary or private research data. On the other hand, Veneto is an open-source model that can be used to create tasks with the user's unannotated text without additional API costs. Recently, Li et al., 2023, proposed to learn a back translation model, similar to Veneto, to grow and refine their instruction-tuning dataset, Gulcher et al., 2023. However, they focus on generating instructions conditioned on the unannotated text from a web corpus for long-form conversational data where the answer to the instruction is the unannotated text. In contrast, we focus on generating NLP tasks that are conditioned on a task type and unannotated text from a specialized domain. Further, in our experiments, we consider tasks such as question answering and natural language inference that require a question or a hypothesis before generating the appropriate answer. Concurrent to this work, Yehudai et al., 2024, use in-context learning with Falcon 40B and Llama 65B to generate grounded tasks to adapt smaller models like Flan T5XL, 3B. These grounded tasks are similar to conditional tasks, except that the instructions do not necessarily refer directly to the user's text. They might only be based on it, such as asking an open-ended question based on the original text. Our work goes further in several ways. First, we study how to create an open-source model for conditional task generation, as opposed to relying on prompting alone. Second, Veneto has only 7B parameters and we show that it creates data that can improve instruction-tuned models of the same size and outperform even larger models like Flan T5XXL, 11B, see Appendix D. Third, we evaluate tasks with precise correct, incorrect answers, such as yes-no question answering and natural language inference, as opposed to tasks evaluated with similarity metrics. Knowledge distillation is a well-studied area, Hinton et al., 2015, San et al., 2019, He et al., 2020. Typically, smaller models learn from the outputs of a larger model. Most recently, API-based models have been used to generate tasks and distilled into smaller models to mimic the abilities of the API-based models, Peng et al., 2023, Gudibande et al., 2023. In this work, We use Bonito to generate tasks based on the user's context and distill them into pre-trained as well as instruction-tuned models of the same size for zero-shot task adaptation. See Section 5. Question generation. Several works have been proposed in question generation over the years. Mitkov and Ha, 2003. Pan et al., 2020. Lewis et al., 2021. Yushio et al., 2023. They often use heuristics such as templates. Mitkov and Ha, 2003, named entity recognition, Lewis et al., 2021, and semantic graphs, Pan et al., 2020. In our work, we train a language model without task-specific heuristics. Yushio et al., 2023, as closely related to our work as they train a unified model to generate extractive questions and answers but only focus on adapting small pre-trained language models like T5 Large, 770M. In contrast, Bonito can generate tasks beyond extractive question answering and enable zero-shot task adaptation on several task types with large models like Llama 2.7b and Mistral 7b. For Bonito, learning to generate tasks, we describe the steps to create the conditional task generation with attributes dataset to train Bonito. Then, we briefly describe the procedure to create synthetic tasks for the target unannotated texts to adapt language models. Key properties. We outline the key properties that we desire in our task generation model. 1. Given a corpus containing articles and paragraphs, the model should take the text as input and generate high-quality tasks that require minimal cleaning or post-processing. 2. The model should adhere to the task type like extractive question answering or natural language inference task. And 3. The model should generate diverse tasks for the exact text with varying styles. Conditional task generation with attributes, CTGA. To create the model satisfying the key properties, we first create a new training dataset, conditional task generation with attributes, CTGA. The dataset contains 1.65 million examples derived from P3, Bach et al., 2022, by annotating 323 prompt templates from 39 datasets with 16 task types, see Appendix G. The prompt templates are used to create the meta templates, which, in turn, generate the training examples. The meta template input has a task type, less than, task type, greater than, as an attribute followed by the unannotated text or context, less than, context, greater than. The output of the meta template comprises the attributed task with the prompt or task description in the context, context, followed by a pipe symbol, less than, pipe, greater than, and the solution to the task. We use the less than, pipe, greater than symbol to separate the instruction and response pair that is used for adapting the downstream model. Figure 2 shows an input-output example from the CTGA dataset generated using a meta template. Constructing the dataset is constructed by identifying datasets that require a context to complete the task. For example, Squad, Rajprakar et al., 2016, requires a context to answer extractive question-answering tasks, whereas Common Sense QA, Talmor et al., 2019, asks a multiple-choice question without providing any relevant text. We identified a total of 39 datasets to be included in CTGA. After selecting relevant datasets with a context, we annotate all the prompts in the dataset with a task type. We annotate a total of 323 prompts with 16 task types. Then, we restructure the prompt template to create the meta template. Finally, we apply the meta template to all the examples in a dataset. If the dataset has multiple meta templates, we uniformly sample one meta template per example. We limit the total number of examples per dataset to 100,000. The final training dataset is used to train Bonito. Training the language model on the synthetic dataset, the trained Bonito model generates synthetic tasks on the target unannotated text for the target task type. For each unannotated text, we generate an instruction and response pair, which is then used to train the downstream language model with a cross-entropy loss over the output tokens. We provide additional details in Section 5.1. 5. Experiments. 5.1. Experiment setup. Target tasks and datasets. In this work, we consider three target tasks: yes-no question answering, YNQA, extractive question answering, EXQA, and natural language inference, NLI. Table 1 shows the seven datasets along with the number of unannotated texts across three task types in our experiments. For yes-no question answering, we choose PubMed QA, Jin et al., 2019, and Privacy Policy QA, Ravi Chunder et al., 2019. For extractive question answering, we choose the Squad Shifts dataset, Miller et al., 2020, which includes splits for the New York Times, NYT, Amazon, and Reddit. Finally, for the NLI task, we choose Contract NLI, Corrida and Manning, 2021, and Vitamin C, Schuster et al. 2021. We provide additional details in Appendix A. In our experiments, we focus on tasks that require a two-step task generation process, i.e., first, we need to generate a question or a hypothesis before generating the answer. Prior work generates synthetic tasks like summarization that do not warrant a specialized task generation model, Yehudi et al., 2024. They also generate instructions, Lee et al., 2023, Coxell et al., 2023, for long-form conversational datasets where the solution to the instruction is the unannotated text. While these long-form synthetic tasks are useful for applications such as code generation, domains like biomedical and legal that we consider might benefit more from traditional predictive rather than generative tasks, Miller, 2024. Baselines: we consider two key baselines, zero-shot and self-supervised baseline. For the zero-shot baseline, we simply prompt the model and run the evaluation without using any of the unannotated text from the target task, none. For the self-supervised baseline, we use task adaptive pre-training, TAPT, Gururangan et al., 2020. The learning objective is to continue to the pre-training objective on the unannotated text in the downstream dataset. In our experiments, we use the next word prediction learning objective to fine-tune Mistral 7B and Llama 2 7B models. Synthetic task generation: here we describe the process of generating synthetic tasks with Benito. As described in section 4, given a task type, we prompt Benito with the unannotated texts and task types to generate the instruction tuning data. We use nucleus sampling, Holtzman et al., 2020, with a top p-value of 0.95 and a temperature of 0.5, and a maximum sequence length of 256 in the VLLM framework, Kwan et al., 2023. The generated tasks are post-processed into a standardized instruction response format for instruction tuning. In each generation, we replace context with the actual unannotated text. If the generated output is not parsable due to missing less than, pipe, greater than, we filter them out. Models: we consider adapting two pre-trained large language models, Mistral 7B, Zhang et al., 2023, and Llama 2 7B, Tuvron et al., 2023. They are decoder language models trained with the next word prediction objective on trillions of tokens. Both these models are 7 billion parameters in size with slightly different architectures optimized for sequence length and inference. For more details, see Tuvron et al., 2023, and Zhang et al., 2023. We also consider a more practical setting where we further adapt instruction-tuned model to the target task. We first consider an off-the-shelf instruction-tuned model, Mistral 7B Instruct v0.2. This model based on Mistral 7B achieves comparable performance to Llama 2 13B chat on the MT bench, Zhang et al., 2023. In addition, we train Mistral 7B and Llama 2 models on the T0 split from the P3 dataset, Bach et al., 2022, and adapt them to the target tasks. We refer to these models as Mistral 7B P3 and Llama 2 P3. For the instruction tuning details, see Appendix E.2. Training details: we fine-tune the language models on the supervision sources, TAPT, and Benito, using Q. Laura, Detmers et al., 2023. When further adapting Mistral 7B P3 and Llama 2 7B P3, we fine-tune the same Q. Laura adapter on the supervision sources instead of merging and reinitializing the adapters. We train all the models for one epoch. If the dataset size is greater than 160,000 examples, then we train for 10,000 steps. To avoid additional hyperparameter tuning, we use the same hyperparameter values from Detmers et al., 2023. Depending on the number of steps in the dataset, training on 4 GPUs takes between 25 minutes to 17 hours. For more additional details, see Appendix E.5. Evaluation: we evaluate the performance of the models on the test splits of the target datasets. To prevent prompt hacking, following San et al., 2022, we first write 5 prompt templates for target datasets and then benchmark the model performance. See Appendix H for all the prompts used in our experiments. We follow standard evaluation practices and report the F1 score for all the datasets. Following Radford et al., 2019, to evaluate models on yes-no question answering in NLI, we use ranked classification, i.e., generate the log likelihood of all the choices and choose the sequence with the highest log likelihood as the prediction. Following Rajprakar et al., 2016, we evaluate models on extractive question answering by computing the squad F1 score on the generated output. During evaluation, we use greedy decoding to generate the output from the model and then calculate the squad F1 score for the dataset. 5.2 Adapting pre-trained models. Table 2 shows that adapting pre-trained models with synthetic instruction tuning data generated from Benito significantly outperforms zero-shot and TAPT. Benito improves over the zero-shot performance by an average of 37.7 F1 points across Mistral 7B and Llama 2. Although TAPT shows a nominal improvement of only 4.5 F1 points on Avenue Ridge, we find that Benito outperforms TAPT by an average of 33.3 F1 points across both models. This result strengthens our main claim that synthetic instruction tuning data is a much better way of providing domain knowledge compared to self-supervision. Finally, we observe that the Mistral 7B shows significantly greater improvement in performance compared to Llama 2 7B, suggesting that stronger pre-trained models might respond better to synthetic instructions. 5.3 Adapting Instruction-Tuned Models. Table 3 shows that Benito improves instruction-tuned models by an average of 22.1 F1 points, whereas TAPT reduces the average performance by 0.8 F1 points. This is because self-supervision with TAPT interferes with prior instruction tuning and leads to catastrophic forgetting. French, 1999. Kirkpatrick et al., 2017. In contrast, we find that adapting instruction-tuned models with Benito-generated tasks further improves performance on tasks in specialized domains. We observe that Benito addresses the task-specific deficiencies and improves the instruction-tuned models. For example, we find that Benito significantly improves Mistral 7B Instruct V0.2 performance on extractive question answering, as it typically generates chat-like responses for questions. Finally, we find that adapting instruction-tuned variants of Mistral 7B and Llama 2 7B achieves a higher F1 score than adapting the pre-trained models, see Table 2. 6. Analysis. 6.1 Impact of Domain Knowledge. Here we ask a key question. Are we improving the language model by learning about the domain, or are we distilling instructing tuning data from a stronger to a weaker model? To answer this question, we train task-specialized instruction-tuned models and then further train them on synthetic tasks generated from Benito for the target unannotated texts. We create the task-specialized training dataset by selecting prompts in datasets of the target task type. We train two task-specialized models, Mistral 7B Instruct V0.2 Special and Mistral 7B Special. We create meta templates from the same dataset to train a task-specialized Benito special. See Appendix E.3 for training details. Table 4 shows that further training on synthetic instructions can further improve performance, which suggests that the model benefits from the unannotated text from the specialized domain. We find that training on Benito tasks either slightly improves or matches the performance of task-specialized models on average. When we train on Benito special tasks, we further improve task-specialized Mistral 7B Instruct V0.2 by 0.5 F1 points and Mistral 7B and 2.5 F1 points. We see that the model performance often reduces on extractive QA. We suspect that the model performance has saturated due to the presence of squad in the task-specialized training dataset. To further improve on extractive question answering, we could benefit from having access to a few examples from the target dataset. Finally, we almost always improve performance on vitamin C and PubMed QA datasets, highlighting the importance of training on more task samples, see section 6.2. 6.2 Effect of the training dataset size. Here we study the effect of the size of the training dataset. In particular, we study how Mistral 7B performance varies on when trained on different quantities of synthetic instruction tuning data for PubMed QA and vitamin C. Figure 3 shows that training on more steps typically improves performance. We find that Benito on PubMed QA reaches the peak performance of 47.1 F1 points after 10,000 steps, but the F1 can fluctuate when trained for fewer steps. In contrast, we find that Benito gets the highest performance of 73.3 F1 points after 2,500 points and gradually diminishes the performance to 71.7 F1 points. Finally, we suggest using a validation set, if available, to select the best performing model checkpoint. 7 Additional Experiments. We briefly describe additional experiments that we include in Appendix B and C. In Appendix B, we generate synthetic tasks by prompting Mistral 7B Instruct V0.2 and Zephyr 7B Beta. Our results show that the synthetic tasks improve the average performance of Mistral 7B but decrease significantly when adapting Mistral P3. This shows that naively generating synthetic tasks is not sufficient, and we require high-quality synthetic tasks to increase the performance of strong instruction-tuned models. In Appendix C, we generate synthetic tasks with GPT-4 for privacy policy QA, S-Quad Shifts Reddit, and Contract Endly. Our results show that GPT-4 improves Mistral P3 on privacy policy QA and Contract Endly but slightly reduces performance on S-Quad Shifts Reddit. We analyze the generated tasks and identify common issues in both open-source models and GPT-4, such as the distribution of the label space and chatty responses, as potential causes for the drop in performance. 8. Conclusion. We present Bonito, an open-source model for conditional task generation to convert unannotated texts into instruction tuning datasets. We show that training with synthetic instruction tuning datasets in specialized domains is a strong alternative to self-supervision. Our experiments demonstrate that Bonito-generated instructions improve both pre-trained and instruction-tuned models on zero-shot task adaptation. Overall, Bonito enables practitioners to adapt large language models to tasks on their data without annotations. Acknowledgements. We appreciate Yugana Korty, Zheng Xinyang, Aiden Labella, and members of the Brown Superlab for their thoughtful comments and feedback on our draft. We gratefully acknowledge support from Cisco. Disclosure. Stephen Bach is an advisor to Snorkel AI, a company that provides software and services for data-centric artificial intelligence. Limitations. Our work relies on the availability of large amounts of unannotated text. If only a small quantity of unannotated text is present, the target language model, after adaptation, may experience a drop in performance. While we demonstrate positive improvements on pre-trained and instruction-tuned models, our observations are limited to the three task types considered in our experiments. Potential risks. Bonito poses risks similar to those of any large language model. For example, our model could be used to generate factually incorrect datasets in specialized domains. Our model can exhibit the biases and stereotypes of the base model, Mistral 7B, even after extensive supervised fine-tuning. Finally, our model does not include safety training and can potentially generate harmful content. References. Ebtessem Almazrue, Hamza Alabadli, Abdulaziz Alshamsi, Alessandro Capelli, Ruxandra Kojokaru, Marwan Deba, Etienne Goffinet, Daniel Heslow, Julian Lani, Quentin Malatic, Badreddin Noon, Baptiste Panier, and Guilherme Pinedo, 2023. Falcon 40B. An open large language model with state-of-the-art performance. Stephen Bach, Victor San, Zheng Xinyang, Albert Webson, Colin Raffel, Nihal V. Nayak, Abish Sharma, Taewoon Kim, M. Saiful Bari, Thibaut Fevry, Zaid Aliafi, Manan Day, Andrea Santilli, Jiching Sun, Shrulik Ben David, Kanwen Shu, Gunjan Chablani, Han Wang, Jason Fries, Majd Alshabani, Shanya Sharma, Ermish Thacker, Khalid Almubarak, Shangru Tang, Dragomir Radev, Mike Tianjian Zhang, and Alexander Rush, 2022. Prompt Source. An integrated development environment and repository for natural language prompts. In proceedings of the 60th Annual Meeting of the Association for Computational Linguistics, System Demonstrations, pages 93-104, Dublin, Ireland. Association for Computational Linguistics, Stella Biderman, Haley Sholkoff, Quentin Anthony, Herbie Bradley, Kyle O'Brien, Eric Hallahan, Muhammad Afla Khan, Shivanshu Purohit, USVSN Sai Prashanth, Edward Raff, Avia Skourin, Lintang Sutawika, and Oscar Van Der Waal. 2023. Pythia. A suite for analyzing large language models across training and scaling. Tom B. Brown, Benjamin Mann, Nick Ryder, Melanie Sabia, Jared Kaplan, Prafula Dariwal, Arvind Neelakantan, Pranav Shyam, Gurish Sastry, Amanda Askell, Sandini Agarwal, Ariel Herbert Voss, Gretchen Kruger, Tom Hennigan, Rewan Child, Aditya Ramesh, Daniel M. Ziegler, Jeffrey Wu, Clemens Winter, Christopher Hess, Mark Chen, Eric Sigler, Mateusz Litwin, Scott Gray, Benjamin Chess, Jack Clark, Christopher Berner, Sam McCandlish, Alec Radford, Ilya Sutskever, and Dario Amadei, 2020. Language models are few-shot learners. In Advances in Neural Information Processing Systems 33, Annual Conference on Neural Information Processing Systems 2020, NeurIPS 2020, December 6-12, 2020, virtual. Ziming Chen, Alejandro Hernandez Cano, Angelica Romano, Antoine Bonnet, Kyle Matoba, Francesco Salva, Matteo Pagliardini, Simeon Fan, Andreas Koff, Amarkivan Modashami, et al., 2023. MEDITRON70B, Scaling Medical Pre-Training for Large Language Models. Archive Preprint, ABS, 2311.16079. Hung Won Chung, Lahu, Shane Longter, Barrett Zoff, Yi Te, William Fadis, Eric Lee, Shuiji Wang, Mustafa Dagani, Siddhartha Brahma, et al., 2022. Scaling Instruction Fine-Tuned Language Models. Archive Preprint, ABS, 2210.11416. Mike Conover, Matt Hayes, Ankit Mathur, Jianwei Xie, Jun Wan, Sam Shaw, Ali Godsey, Patrick Wendell, Matei Zaharia, and Reynold Shin, 2023. Free DALL-E. Introducing the world's first truly open instruction-tuned LLM. Jiaxi Kui, Zongjin Li, Yang Yan, Bahua Chen, and Li Yuan, 2023. ChatLaw. Open-source legal large language model with integrated external knowledge bases. Archive preprint, ABS, 2306.16092. Cheng Deng, Tianong Zhang, Zhongmu He, Qiyuan Chen, Yuan Yuan Shi, Li Zhou, Lo Yi Fu, Wainan Zhang, Xinbing Wang, Cheng Zhou, Johan Lin, and Junxian He, 2023. Learning a Foundation Language Model for Geoscience Knowledge Understanding and Utilization. Archive preprint, ABS, 2306.05064. Tim Detmers, Artidoro Pagnoni, Ari Holtzman, and Luke Zettlemoyer, 2023. QLORA. Efficient Fine-Tuning of Quantized LLMs. Archive preprint, ABS, 2305.14314. Robert M. French, 1999. Catastrophic Forgetting in Connectionist Networks. Trends in Cognitive Sciences, 3, 4, 128-135. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.